But here's the question. What's the reason that if a woman is potter from Tkiyah Shofar, she shouldn't be allowed to blow a shofar? What's the reason that if a woman's potter from the mitzvah of smicha, which she is, she shouldn't be allowed to do smicha? Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda said, B'nei Yisrael soimchayin. V'ein b'nois Yisrael soimchayis. Abai Yishtal datzu to Tkiyah Shofar. He said, a woman's potter from Tkiyah Shofar, that means she cannot blow shofar. Why not? She's potter, b'seder. Why is that a reason that she shouldn't be allowed to do it? If someone's potter from doing a mitzvah, all of a sudden now, this mitzvah becomes aser. So Rashi says, right here in the sugya, Dibra maskel ha-noshim ma'akvin, quote, v'chitaki, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that a woman that's potter from Tkiyah Shofar, if she's going to blow shofar, ikabal taisef, it's going to come out that she's being over about taisef. And this same exact Rashi repeats itself a few times in Masechtas Erevin daf tzadik vav. In other words, Shitas Rashi and Shas is that Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda that holds that because a woman's potter from smicha, she can't do smicha. And the way Abaye tells too, that because a woman's potter from Kiyah Shofar, she cannot blow shofar. The reason is because Baal Tosef. Now the truth is, it's a very, very big Kiddush. We learned a little bit about Baal Tosef recently. And really, we saw two different applications of Baal Tosef. We saw Baal Tosef where someone's Moisef in the Heftza of the Mitzvah. Someone adds a fifth parashia to his tefillin. If somebody would add a fifth min to his Dalet Minim, that's a classic Baal Tosef. You're adding to the Mitzvah. You have Mitzvah in front of you, a Heftza Shal Mitzvah. Torah told you, this is the Surah of the Heftza Shal Mitzvah, and I'm adding to it. That's Baal Tosef 101. Another example of Baal Tosef that we saw was the Havamin of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Beis. The epic Havamin of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Beis. Ela Me'ata Hayashim B'Shmini Yilaka. Where it says in the Torah you're supposed to sit and sleep in your sukkah for 7 days. And thus there's a sugyas in Shas. If somebody would sit or sleep in a sukkah an 8th day, maybe he'd be over Baal Tosef. But Hatzad HaShav HaShabahen is you have a person that has a mitzvah in front of him, and he's being moisev in the mitzvah. In the first case, you're adding to the chefetz of the mitzvah. In the second case, hayoshem mishmini yilake, you're adding another day to the kiyum mitzvah. You're not affecting the actual chefetz of the mitzvah, but in the kiyum, you're adding a day. That's a discussion in the Gemara. That has nothing to do with someone who's potter from a mitzvah and decided that I want to get schar like an ena mitzvah value, so I'm going to do the mitzvah anyways. What does that have to do with Baal Tosef? If a woman's potter from smicha and she does smicha, she's not adding. She's just doing something she's not obligated to do. Baal Tosef doesn't mean do mitzvah where you're not supposed to do mitzvah. Baal Tosef means don't add to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is precise. It doesn't need our help. Kol hanoider ki'ilu bon obama. V'amekaimai ki'ilu hikrival of garban. Because we don't have to help the Torah. The Torah said the tefillin has four parashas. When you're moisef to the mitzvah, that's the lava Baal Tosef. Torah said sukkah 7 days. You're in a sukkah 8th day. That's sugi and shas. Rosh Hashanah chav ches amid beis. Maybe that would be considered Baal Tosef. If someone's potter from doing a mitzvah and does the mitzvah, you're not adding. I'm just doing something where I'm not really obligated to do it. This is the kasha that the Rishonim and the Achronim struggle with in terms of understanding Shitas Rashi, why there would be a Baal Tosef. But it is kedai to mention that Tosfos and Masechtas Erevin Daf Tzadik Vav vehemently argues with Rashi's Pshat Lamaisa, and Tosfos has a different Pshat why Rabbi Yehuda holds that a woman who's potter from doing smicha is not allowed to do smicha, and why Abaye told it to Tkiyah Shofar that a woman that's potter from Tkiyah Shofar wouldn't be allowed to blow shofar. And Tosfos says it has nothing to do with Baal Tosef. In fact, it has nothing to do with all mitzvahs. This is not a rule that applies to all 613 mitzvahs. This is exclusive to these mitzvahs. And the reason is because smicha comes with an invoice. When a Yid did smicha on a carbon, he was really doing something he's not supposed to do. You're being mishtamish with kachim. You're leaning all your weight with kachim. The sugi is a me'ila, iser hana, iser kodesh. It's not a hefkevelt. You can't just lean on an animal. The Torah said you should do it. Oh, that's good if the Torah said you should do it. But what about women that are potter from smicha? That's why a woman who's potter from smicha, Rabbi Yehuda holds, she can't do it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon say, at the end of the day, there is a mitzvah called mitzvah smicha, so that even a woman who's potter from the mitzvah is allowed to do it if she so chooses to. But the point is, you want to understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the underlying Svara of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is because smicha is not a hefkervelt. Really, it's not so posh. And it's for that reason, a woman who's potter wouldn't be allowed to do it. Tosfos says, same is true for Tkiyah Shofar. Tkiyah Shofar is a chiddush. You're not allowed to just blow shofar on Shabbos and Yontif. Why not? It's a shvus. Chachma vein malacha. But it's a shvus. Midrabbanu, you're not allowed to blow shofar. On a regular Shabbos, or even regular Yontif. Kiyas Shofar is not something you're allowed to do. On Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to blow Shofar. Kunus is a mitzvah. Oh, what about a woman? She's potter. She doesn't have the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah has to shaz man geroma. So if she wants to do it, it's not going to be so simple. Taisa goes weiter. And Taisa says there are two other mitzvahs that you find in Shas that the Gemara discusses that a woman is potter from, and it's not so posh she's allowed to do. And they're both in the Sugya Masechtas Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav. The Gemara says, Michal Bas Kushi, also known as Michal Bashal, she used to wear tefillin. And there was a whole discussion, and the Gemara comes out, V'loi michu b'chachamim. The chamim were a moicha. V'ishtei shal yoina, the wife of yoina, ben amitai, hoisa oilu l'regel, V'loi michu b'chachamim. But it sounds like it wasn't so poshit that Michal, the daughter of Shaul, put on tefillin, and it wasn't so poshit that the wife of yoina was oilu l'regel. Why? Because these are mitzvahs that women are potter from. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah of tefillin. It's a mitzvah says it's just mangaroma. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah to be oilu regel, yirah kol schurcha, as opposed to nashim. But it sounds like it was a discussion in the Gemara. It wasn't so posh that they were allowed to do it. V'loi michu b'chachamim, the Gemara says. But really, it's a chiddush. It comes into this whole sugya. So it says Tosfos, why? He says, because there too, there's reasons why it's not so posh. Tefillin, tzricha guf naki, Ka'alisha bal knafayim. And the thought was that a woman, it was more challenging for her to be able to keep a guf naki, and as a result, it wasn't so pasha for her to put on tefillin. Now, for a man also, it's not so simple, but a man has a mitzvah. So no, a man has a mitzvah, a man has a mitzvah. But a woman who doesn't have a mitzvah, and tefillin tzricha guf naki, ka'alisha bal knafayim, so mechatesh is allowed to put on tefillin. What about being oilu regel? So, says Tosfos, you like just walk into the Azara? No, just walk into the Azara. You have to walk in for a purpose. So, yeah, there's a purpose. You're coming to be seen. You're coming to see. You have a mitzvah. But a woman doesn't have the mitzvah. But the bottom line is, says Tosfos, that every time you find in Shas that there was a question whether a woman's allowed to do a mitzvah that really she's parted from doing, it is a specific reason. So this is a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that a woman's not allowed to do smicha. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the way Abaya learned, that a woman's not allowed to blow shofar, it's because of Baal Tosef. According to Tosef, no, you do Baal Tosef. It's because smicha, tkiya shofar, and for the same price, tefillin and aliyah l'regel, these are all mitzvahs that come with invoices. And as a result, if you're obligated to do the mitzvah, that's one thing. But if this is not a mitzvah that you're obligated to do, zok Tosef and erev and daf tzadik vav, that the halacha is, that's going to be an issue.